This is the Sakar Murli of 3rd of November 2025. Essence: sweet children, the Father has come to reform your characters and make the world viceless. You are brothers, and your vision should therefore be very pure. Question: even though you children are carefree emperors, you should definitely have one main concern. What is that concern? Answer: the main concern that you should have is how to become pure from impure. It shouldn't be that you belong to the Father and you have to experience punishment in front of the Father. You should have the concern to be liberated from punishment. Otherwise, at that time, you will feel great shame. You are carefree emperors, and you have to give everyone the Father's introduction. Those who understand this will become the masters of the unlimited. If some don't understand it, that is their fortune. You mustn't be concerned about that. Om Shanti. The spiritual father, whose name is Shiva, sits here and explains to his children. The spiritual father of all is one. First of all, this has to be explained, because it then becomes easier for them to understand everything after that. If they don't receive the father's introduction, they continue to ask questions. First of all, this faith has to be instilled in them. The whole world doesn't know who the God of the Gita is. They say that it is Sri Krishna, whereas we say that Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the God of the Gita. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. The main scripture is the Gita, the jewel of all scriptures. They refer to God when they say, O Prabhu, your ways and means are unique. They don't say this to Sri Krishna. The Father who is the truth definitely tells you the truth. The world was at first new and Satopradhan. This world is now old and Tamopradhan. Only the one Father can change this world. You also have to explain how the Father changes it. Only when souls become Satopradhan can the Satopradhan world be established. First of all, you children have to remain introverted. You mustn't speak too much. When people come and see too many pictures, they continue to ask questions. First of all, you must only explain one thing. You shouldn't give them any margin to ask too many questions. Tell them, first of all, have faith in this one thing, and we will then explain more. Then take them to the picture of the cycle of 84 births. The father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. The father tells this one, you did not know your own births. The father explains to us through Prajapita Brahma. First of all, he explains Alpha. When people understand Alpha, they won't have any doubts. Tell them, the father is the truth. He doesn't say anything false. Only the unlimited Father teaches us Raja Yoga. Since Shivratri is remembered, Shiva must definitely have come here at some time, just as people celebrate Sri Krishna Jayanti here. He says, I carry out establishment through Brahma. All are the children of that one incorporeal Father. You too are his children, and you then also become the children of Prajapita Brahma. Since establishment is carried out through Prajapita Brahma, there must definitely be Brahmins. Therefore you are brothers and sisters, and so there is purity in this. This is also a tactic to remain pure while living at home with your families. Brothers and sisters must never have criminal vision for one another. Your vision becomes reformed for 21 births. The Father gives teachings to you children. He reforms your characters. The character of each one in the whole world now has to be reformed. There is no character in this old impure world. All have vices in them. This is an impure, vicious world. How will the viceless world be created? No one but the Father can create it. The Father is now making you pure. All of these matters are incognito. I am a soul. I, this soul, have to meet God the Father. Everyone makes effort to meet God. God is the incorporeal one. Only the Supreme Soul is called the Liberator and the Guide. Those of other religions don't call anyone the Liberator or the Guide. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and liberates everyone. That is, he changes those who are Tamopradan to Satopradan. He guides everyone. Therefore, first of all, make this one thing sit in their intellects. If they don't understand this, leave them alone. If they don't understand Alpha, how would they take benefit through Beta? Instead, let them go. You mustn't become confused. You are carefree emperors. There will be obstacles from the devils. This sacrificial fire is of this knowledge of Rudra. Therefore, first of all, give everyone the Father's introduction. The Father says, Man Manabhav. You claim a status according to the efforts you make. The kingdom of the original, eternal deity religion is being established. It will be the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. Those of other religions don't establish a dynasty. The Father comes and liberates everyone. Then, each founder of a religion has to come at his own time to establish their own religion. The population has to grow. Everyone has to become impure. Only the Father has the task of purifying the impure. Those people simply come to establish a religion. There is nothing great in that. There is praise of only the One. Those people do so much for Christ. You should explain to them too that only God the Father is the Liberator and the Guide. Souls of the Christian religion continue to follow him down. Only the One Father liberates you from sorrow. Your intellects should imbibe all of these points very well. Only the One God is called the Merciful One. Not a single human being can have mercy for another. His mercy is unlimited. Only the One Father has mercy for everyone. Everyone in the Golden Age was happy and peaceful. There was no question of sorrow. When you children explain to others about Alpha, but are not able to make them have faith in this one aspect and go into other matters instead, you then say your throat gets tired. First of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. Don't go into other aspects. Tell them the Father only tells the truth. Only the Father tells all of this to us BKs. He has had all these pictures made. You shouldn't have any doubts about this. A doubtful intellect leads you to destruction. First of all, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, so that your sins can be absolved. There is no other way. Only the One is the purifier. The Father says, renounce all relations of your bodies and constantly remember me alone. The one whom God enters also has to make effort to become Satopradhan. Only by making effort will he become that. He also shows us the connection between Brahma and Vishnu. The Father teaches you Brahmins Raja Yoga, and you thereby become the masters of the land of Vishnu. It is you who take 84 births and become Shudras at the end. Then the Father comes and changes you from Shudras into Brahmins. No one else can explain this. The first thing is to give the Father's introduction. The Father says, I have to come here to purify the impure. It isn't that I give inspiration from up above. This one's name is the Lucky Chariot, so he definitely enters this one. This is the last of his many births. He then becomes Satopradhan. The Father shows you the method to use for this. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. I alone am the Almighty Authority. By remembering me, you will receive power. You will become the masters of the world. They received their inheritance from the Father and became Lakshmi and Narayan. He explains how they received it. At the museums and exhibitions, tell them, first understand just the one thing, then go on to other topics. Say, it is most essential to understand this. Otherwise you won't be able to be liberated from sorrow. Until you have faith in this, you won't be able to understand anything. At this time, the world is corrupt. The world of deities was elevated. You have to explain in this way. You have to feel the pulse of human beings to see whether they understand anything or whether they are sitting there like crazy people. If they are crazy, leave them alone. You mustn't waste your time. You need to have an intellect that recognizes those who are thirsty and worthy of this knowledge. The faces of those who understand this will change. First of all, tell them some good news. You receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Baba knows that some children are very weak in the pilgrimage of remembrance. It requires effort to stay in remembrance of the Father. It is in this that Maya creates many obstacles. This is predestined in the play. The Father sits here and explains how this play is predestined. Human beings in the world don't understand anything, even slightly. When you stay in remembrance of the Father, you will remain stable while explaining to others. Otherwise, they will keep pointing out your defects. Baba says, you don't have to go through any great difficulty. Establishment definitely has to take place. No one can prevent destiny. You have to remain enthusiastic. We are receiving the unlimited inheritance from the Father. The Father says, constantly remember me alone. Sit and explain with a lot of love. By remembering the Father, there should be tears of love. All other relationships are iron-aged. This relationship is with the spiritual Father. These tears of yours will become the beads of the Rosary of Victory. There are very few who remember the Father with that much love. Make as much time as possible to make your future elevated. There should not be too many children at the exhibitions, nor is there any need to have too many pictures. The number one picture is, who is the God of the Gita? Next to that picture, place the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, and then the picture of the ladder. That's all. There's no need to have too many pictures. You children have to increase the pilgrimage of remembrance as much as possible. The main concern you must have is how to become pure from impure. When you belong to Baba, it is a matter of great degradation if you have to go in front of him and experience punishment. If you don't now stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you will be very ashamed when you are in front of the Father at the time of punishment. The greatest concern you should have is that you don't experience punishment. You are Rup and Basant. Baba says, I too am Rup and Basant. I am a tiny point and also the ocean of knowledge. He fills you souls with all of this knowledge. You have all the secrets of 84 births in your intellects. You become embodiments of this knowledge and shower this knowledge on others. Each jewel of this knowledge is so invaluable that no one can put a price on it. This is why Baba says, you are multi-million times fortunate. The symbol of a lotus at your feet has been portrayed. No one can understand this. People have the name Padampati, multimillionaire, and others think that those with this name must have a great deal of wealth. There is also the surname Padampati. The Father explains everything. He then says, the main thing is to remember the Father and the cycle of 84 births. This knowledge is for the people of Bharat. You are the ones who take 84 births. This too is something that has to be understood. None of the sannyasis, etc. are called Swadarshan Chakradhari. Even deities should not be called that. Deities don't have this knowledge. Tell them, we have all of this knowledge. Even Lakshmi and Narayan don't have this knowledge. Everything the Father explains is accurate. This knowledge is so wonderful. You are very incognito students. You say that you are going to university and that God is teaching you. What is your aim and objective? we are to become those, Lakshmi and Narayan. When people hear this, they will be amazed. You say, we are going to our head office. What are you studying? We are studying the study to change from ordinary humans into deities, from beggars into princes. Your pictures are first class. This wealth should always be donated to those who are worthy. Where will you find worthy ones? In the temples to Shiva, Lakshmi and Narayan, and Rama and Sita. Go there and serve them. Don't waste your time. Go to the river Ganges and ask the people there, is the Ganges the purifier, or is the Supreme Father the Supreme Soul? Will this water grant salvation to everyone, or will the Unlimited Father do that? You can explain this very well. Show people the way to become the masters of the world. Donate this to human beings and make those who are like shells into diamonds and the masters of the world. Bharat was the master of the world. Your Brahmin clan is higher than that of the deities. This Baba understands that he is the one and only beloved son of the Father. Baba has taken this body of mine on loan. No one apart from you is able to understand these things. Baba is riding in my chariot. I have sat Baba on my shoulders, that is, I have given this body to Baba to do service. He gives so much in return for that. He makes me the highest of all and sits me on his shoulders. He makes me number one. When a father loves his children very much, he sits them on his shoulders. A mother only takes a child in her lap, but a father sits a child on his shoulders. A school is never called imagination. History and geography are studied in a school. Can that be imagination? This is also the history and geography of the world. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Sit and remember the spiritual Father with a lot of love. When you have tears of love in remembrance of him, those tears will become beads of the rosary of victory. Use your time in a worthwhile way and create your future reward. 2. Don't talk too much, but become introverted and give everyone the message of Alpha. Only have the one concern of not performing any actions, due to which you would have to experience punishment. Blessing. May you constantly have the awareness of being a spiritual pilgrim and remain beyond, detached and free from attachment. A spiritual pilgrim constantly continues to move forward on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This pilgrimage constantly gives happiness. Those who remain on this spiritual pilgrimage do not need to go on any other pilgrimages. All other pilgrimages are merged in this pilgrimage. All the wanderings of the mind and body finish. So constantly stay aware that you are a spiritual pilgrim, because a pilgrim does not have any attachment to anyone. he receives the blessing of remaining easily beyond, detached and free from attachment. Slogan: constantly continue to sing the song Wah Baba, Wah My Fortune, and Wah Sweet Family. Avyakt signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. Just as it is essential to know the Father in all his forms and in all relationships, in the same way, it is also essential to know yourself through the Father. To know means to accept. If you move along while considering yourself to be as you are and how you are, you then create a stage where you are able to remain bodiless while in your body, be avyakt while in the vyakt, physical body, be an angel while walking and moving around, and karmatit while performing actions. Om Shanti.